We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Kuf Tzadi Tes, which is on page Kuf Beis, the page following 202. Almi mezamnim, valmi ein mezamnim, who can join into a zimun? The Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, Hashamish sho'ochal kezayas mezamnin olav. A shamish, a waiter that ate a kezayas, can join into the zimun. The Mishabur tells us in Sif Katan Aleph, She'av shelo kova atzmo b'shulchan imohem. Like we learned earlier, that even though he was not koveh with them at the table, she'ochel m'umud, because he's eating while he's standing, v'gam holech u'ba b'emtza achilas, and he's also walking around doing his job while he's eating, the ein lo kviyas klal imohem, he has no sense of kviyas with them, afilu hachi mitzarif, still he could join in the zimun. She'kevan she'derach achilaso b'kach zohi kviyaso. Since that's his normal way of eating, that's his kvias. And therefore, he counts in even though he's walking around. Which is not the case by a different person. By other people who are not waiters, they have to actually be sitting together at the same table. If you look at note number one, he points out, nowadays the Kaf HaChaim writes, Shashamish Einu Mitztaref. This din is not the same. Waiters will not be Mitztaref. Sherak Bizman HaTalmud Shashamish Hayanota Yodav Ochel Umishamshu Mitztaref. Tafkin, in those days, that was a general mahalach that a waiter would wash his hands and he would eat while he's walking around serving them. Then he's mitzarif. Ach bizmanenu sham meltzarim einam ochlim klal imam mesubim einam mitzarfim. But nowadays waiters are not eating together at the same time with the people that are sitting around, and therefore they are not mitzarif. The hisik shadover toyu minagam mokomos. But obviously it comes out l'maskana that it depends on what the minog is. Obviously, if you find a place here where the minog is, like in the olden days that the waiter is eating while he's serving, then it certainly would be okay. V'chein kosev asli chemed. Vidas Dayan Fisher, She'ein Chiluk Bein Shamish Shebizman HaTalmud, the Shamish Bizmanino, there is no difference between the Shamish in the olden days or the Shamish nowadays. V'amiltzorim Mitzarfim Af B'li Kfiyos, and the waiters, again, if they're eating, they're saying similar things, they also would be Mitzarif even without a Kfiyos. Says the Mechaber in Sebeiz, Kusi Bizman HaZeh HaReyu Ka'oved Avodes Elilim Ve'ein Mezamnin Olav. A kusi nowadays, the kusim with those was a machlokas, if they were Geri Arayas, Geri Emes, but they were from a certain nation that converted out of fear of lions. So nowadays, they are like Goyim, and they are not included in a zimun. There is no Mishabur on that. Sif Gimel. Am Ha'aretz Gomor Mezamnin Olav Bizman HaZeh. A full Am Ha'aretz can be joined into a zimun nowadays. So the Mishabura explains it's a katan beis am aretz gomer. The Gemara Amrina, the Gemara tells us that afilu kara v'shana, even a person who learned psukim and he learned mishnayis, v'lo shimish tamidei chachamim, but he was not meshamish tamidei chachamim, meaning he didn't learn Gemara. Dehainu lahavin tamei hamishnayos lahakshos ulufarik. That he didn't get to the deep understanding of the reasons of Mishnayos to ask kashas and to answer. Basically, he didn't learn Gemara. Aim is amnerlov. So the Gemara tells us that someone who learns Chumash and learns Mishnayos but doesn't learn Gemara cannot be included in the Zimun. V'lochein ka'amar, therefore the Mechaber is saying that afilu am ha'aretz gomer, even a complete am ha'aretz, she'en bo mikro mishnah, even if he doesn't learn Mishnayos, he doesn't even learn psukim, mezamnin olav bizman hazeh, he can be included in the Zimun nowadays. So the Mechaber is trying to tell us the Chiddush that even though the Gemara says that an am ha'aretz who is not mishamish tabid ha'chomim can't be included in the Zimun, the Mechaber is telling us nowadays even the greatest am aretz could yes be counted in for a zimun. Why is that? Shim hayu porshin mehem, because if we would separate from them, hayu gam hem porshin minat zibur lagamri, then they would separate from the zibur totally. They would go off the derech. Vim einu mekayim mitzvah satorah bedavar mafursim mekal Yisrael. That's only if he's an am aretz, he doesn't learn Torah. But if he's not mekayim the mitzvahs of the Torah in something that's a public knowledge of all of Klal Yisrael, kigon she'eno kori kriyashma shachars va'arvis, for example, he doesn't say kriyashma in the morning and the evening. So yesh omrim, there are those who say she'afa pike mezamnin olav. Still, some say he could still be counted into a zimun. However, v'das ha'magen avram she'bezeh ein mezamnin olav. However, the magen avram is of the opinion that in this case he cannot be counted into a zimun. De'bezeh, because in this case kevan de'klal Yisrael korin kriyashma. Since all Klal Yisrael is reading Kriyat Shema, lo chayshina lo kolkula b'mashe nifrosh atzmenu miyachidim shein korin. We're not worried about any kind of kilkul if we separate from those individuals who are not korin Kriyat Shema. It's enough of a well-known mitzvah to say Kriya Shema that we're not worried that people are going to go off if we exclude one person who doesn't say Kriya Shema. V'chein sasmu kama achronim, and that's how many achronim come out, like the Magen Avraham, that a person who does not do the mitzvahs that are straight up in the Torah that are known to everyone like Kriya Shema will not be counted into a zimun. V'kol shekein mishu rasha va'osa averos b'farhesya, certainly a person who is a rasha, he does averos in public, the aim is amir love that he would not be included into a zimun. Now let's see note number two, and then we'll see a bir halacha on this halacha base. The note number two says, "Achein legabei tziruf anoshim she'enam shomrei Torah mitzvos bizmanenu." What about nowadays counting into a zimun people that are not mekayim Torah mitzvos? So the Shalosh and Shuvas B'Tzel HaChochma writes, "Shim heim chayim b'mekomo she'yeh shomrei Torah mitzvos." If they live in Brooklyn, where there are many front people all around them, kevan she'im yodim she'yesh Torah, since they are very well aware there is a Torah, shema mino she'befkeira nichalhu. So we see they want efkeiras, they know about the Torah, and they're not interested in it. And therefore, the einam mitzdarfen lo lezimun b'shlosha v'lo lezimun b'asara. Therefore, they can't be counted into a mezumen out of 3, not of 10. Since they are mechal Shabbos publicly, tovlanu im nisrachik mehem. It is best if we distance ourselves from them. Ve'eno mitzdar from the zimun, and they cannot be counted into a zimun. And the Shalom Shivas Be'er Moshe writes, Shehoya noek shekeshiyesh asara, rak b'tziruf mechalei Shabbos, if he only had 10, counting people who were mechal Shabbos, his minag was, ledaleg b'zimun altevas elokeinu, like we saw earlier, that you could say a zimun with 10 people even without elokeinu, and therefore he would leave out the word elokeinu in order not to factor in those who are mechal Shabbos of Farhesya. So those three opinions really come out, that those who are Mechal Shabbos of Hestia is certainly a place where there are from Yidden around and they're aware of Shabbos, they're aware of Torah Mitzvos, they cannot be counted into the Zimun. However, Das Agonur Shlomo Zalman Orbach and Agonur Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg, She'imheim Begeder Tinoko Shenishbu, that if they would be considered Tinoko Shenishbu, Mizamnim Imohem, then we can count them into a Zimun. Aval Ein Roi L'chabdom Shiu Hema Mizamnim. They could count in to join in for 3 or 10, but they should not be the ones leading the Zimun. That's if we can consider them Tinoko Shanish, but that they don't know any better. They grew up like that, and it's not their fault. Umikomokom Dasr Scheinberg She'em Bazah Achra Gemur L'Hokel. However, Scheinberg doesn't come out so clearly that it's so posh that you should be Mekel. The Mefsher, and therefore he says, if possible, Odif Mitchila L'Noa Es Hamatzav. It's better to avoid the situation at all costs. Kigon, Al Yidei Shlo Yito Yodov. If you see around such people, better not to wash, not to get involved in the Zima with them, because even though he holds that you bet him can count them in, if you could possibly count them as Tinoko Shenishbu, but it's not so pashut, and therefore it's better to avoid it. The Re'ei Od Sherachnu L'Kamon B'Davar Mechalei Shabbos B'Zaneinu Ha'im Dinam K'din Mumarim O K'din Tinoko Shenishbu. So look later on, we'll discuss in greater detail Mechalei Shabbos nowadays, if we view them as a Mumar, where they shouldn't be counted, or like Tinoko Shenishbu, where they possibly could, yes, be counted. Let's see now the Bir Halacha, the fourth to last line on page Kuf Beis. The V'Ramaskel Mezamner Olo B'Zman Hazel. We said in the Mechaber that an Amoretz Gomer could be counted into a Zima nowadays. I am a Mishaburis of Katan Beis. Look what we just discussed in the Mishaburis of Katan Beis, where it came out that's only by an Amoretz who doesn't know how to learn. But someone who does Averos, we saw it was Machlokas, and the Magen Avraham says if he's doing Averos that are publicly known as Averos, or not Mekayim Mitzvos that are known Mitzvos, he cannot be counted in. And certainly if he is a Rasha and he's doing Averos but for Hestia, he can't be counted into the Zimun. But says the Bir Halacha, V'chol zehu le'inyan im onu mitzarfen oso le'zamin olov. That's only a discussion of counting him into our Zimun, making him number 3 with 2 other regular Yidden. The reason is, the mishum shepasha shelolomad, since he was negligent that he didn't learn properly, lekach medina de gemara ein mischabrim ito letzarfel lezimun. Therefore, medina de gemara, we will not join him together to count as part of the zimun. Ukemo shekasav arash, the kol shekainim einu mekayim mitzvah satorah the shayat tam zeh. Certainly, if he's not, that's if he doesn't learn lefi the gemara like we saw in the Mishabura, and certainly, if he's not mekayim the mitzvah satorah, it's shayat to say we shouldn't and count them in, that's again when he's counting number three with two other regular Yidden. Aval hu ba'atzmo bevadei chaya bezimu gishar Yisrael. But he himself, he's still a Yid, and therefore he has a requirement of Zimun like every other Yid. So even though he can't be counted in to be the third in a regular Zimun, but he has a chiyav Zimun. So what's nafkamina? So in the brackets you write, nafkamina le'inyanim hayu shlosha ki'agavna bevadei mechuyav nazamin. If you have three people like this that are doing averos of Arhesya, so they're chayav and Zimun together. Or if he was sitting together with a group of ksherim, shayu shlosha bilto, where there were three kashri yidden besides him, so then he can't separate. So if there are three people like him, he's chayiv, or if there are three regular yidden that are ksherim and he's number four, then he's avada chayiv to join in. The only thing that we're saying he can't do is he can't count as number three together with another group. Now there is an interesting question that's brought up over here. If he can't join in, so what does it help to have three of the same type of person? Three people that are not doing the right thing. If you look at note number 4, he asks a beautiful kasha. The Av Shegam La'am Ha'aretz Oser L'Eschaber Im Anoshim Kimoso. And even though for an Am Ha'aretz also it's Oser to join together to like him. The same way the Ksherim can't join together with the Am Ha'aretz, even though the Am Ha'aretz has a Chiyuv, the Am Ha'aretz can't join with another Am Ha'aretz. Just because you're not Mekayim some mitzvos, that gives you the right to join together with a Rasha. Al Tzarech Lomer, so he explains that you have to say, it's not the pshat that they can't join together. It's not an appropriate group. Kemo b'noshim, like we'll see in Mitzvah Hashem soon, l'gabe women, shemishum she'en chavurasa no lo chayvu chachamim zimun. Chacham will not mechayv women in a zimun, because their group, it's not no'eh. V'lochen kishyeh shlosha anoshim, therefore if you have three men, kam anoshim uchuyavos. Like we'll see later, women are also chayv in the zimun of the three men. V'chein b'sholosh noshim l'das ha'gra. So too, if you have just three women alone, they're also chay l'fi the gra b'zimun she'nel shev chabura sanah. Just mixing the men and the women together, that's just not a nice chevra. So hu adin b'rishoyim. So too, when it comes to rishoyim, she'leis chabir imoem ein chavura sanah. To join together two tzadikim with one rasha, that's just not a nice chevra. Uptura mizimun, and therefore they're pata mizimun. But if you have three Rishoyim together, then they would talk about Chayv and Zimun. So he's giving a beautiful explanation, because if it's possible that you can't join together with someone that's a Rasha, so the same way that Tzadik can't join with a Rasha can't join with a Rasha. Just because he's a Rasha in one way, doesn't mean he can then go join together with another Rasha. But if you explain it like he's pointing out in note number 4, that the pshat is that it's not a nice chevra, that's only mixing the tzaddikim and the rishoyim, like mixing the men and the women. But if you have just women, then it is a chavuras anoah. So to over here, if you just have the rishoyim, then it would be okay, and that explains it. But back to the Bir Halacha, the Bir Halacha is pointing out to us a very important thing, that even though we're saying that this level am ha'aretz, someone who's not doing the mitzvos, like the Mishnah Berurah says, he can't be counted as a Zimun, it means he can't be Mitzarif with regular Ksherim. But he would have a Chiyav Zimun on his own, meaning if there are three people like him, they would be Chayiv. Or if there are three Ksherim that are already Chayiv, he would be Mechuyav to join into their Zimun. Let's finish at the Bir Halacha, the last few words on the page as we turn over. Just because a person ate garlic and his breath smells, we should tell him to eat more garlic? That's a mushel, just because he's doing one thing bad that he's a Rasha. So we should tell him do something else bad and don't be getting involved in a zimun. Ukumosha kasava Rambam mitshuva, like the Rambam writes in a tshuva, da filu yerovim men nevot. Even a rush like yerovim men nevot shebolav hochi over avodah zarah. That anyway he was worshiping idols. Afa pikein ye onesh gam al kalos. The Rambam writes he's also going to get punished for the light averus that he does. Kigon eruve tavshilim vekadome. Even a tremendous Rasha doing Avodah Zarah, it's not like you're getting punished Avodah Zarah, so you're off the hook for everything else. He's punished even on small averes like Erev Tavshilin. V'chein mukha betosas chagigo chabez. Now if you look at note number 8 over here, there's an interesting note. He writes, this is from the Igros HaRambam, Maimer Kiddush Hashem, the cause of Shom Shu Ikir Mikri Adas. He says this is one of the Yesodos of Judaism. That you get punished not only for the big averos, but also for the small averos. Ukumokein huva bekeser rosh. It's also brought down in the Sefer Keser Rosh. Shayam mumer shelo rotzu levarech alayayin sorof. There was a mumer that didn't want to make a bracha on whiskey. But Omro by saying Shabbalav Ochim Mumaru. He said, anyway, I'm a Mumar. What's the point? Why should I make a bracha? The Omro lo Hagra, and the Gra said to him, Shote Uksil, you fool. Bazesh incha Mumar, just because you're a Mumar, lo patartes asmucha mishum prate dictu mitzvahs katan. Just because you're a Mumar, that doesn't pat you up from any other small mitzvah. You chayv in every mitzvah. Very atu ki Yisrael gomer. You are like a full Yisrael. Umashir shato vichatas, tekabel onshim haruyim lo. Just because you sinned and you became a Rasha, you'll get the appropriate punishment. The kfira lo yoilach, just because you're a kofir doesn't help you. The afke shetichvor akol, even if you deny everything, to onesh kama vekama atche the star of the shah Yisrael, you can still get punished on everything until, because lamaisi you still remain a Yisrael. So that's the same idea. Just because a person is a Russian in one area, so it doesn't mean he's well took for other things, and therefore that's the mashal and that's the lesson that we're bringing out in the Bir Aloch over here, that a person, even though he's a Russian, he can't join together with the two tzaddikim, but he's still chayiv and zimun, and therefore he can get two other people like him, he would be mechuyiv, or if he could have a group of three tzaddikim, he'd be mechuyiv to join in. Now in the monthly bulletin of the Daf HaYomi Ba'alocha, they add a little footnote, which I like to read, on the story with the Gra. He says, I'll read it in English, because that's where it's brought down, in English. The Keser Rosh states that the Gra finished off by stating, the Gra finished off the Musa Shmuz that he gave to the Mumar by the way they bring it down over here, that it was at a tavern. He gave the Shmuz to a Mumar at a tavern, and he finished off by stating that descendants of Avraham Avinu can never renounce their status. They can't just decide they're not Yidden. As it says in Bereishis, V'eschel agoy gadol, etc. V'nivruchu b'cha kol mishpachos ha'adama. Usually translated as, and I shall make you into a great nation, and all nations of the earth will be blessed through you. After which the Mumar did a complete repentance. So from the Musa Shmuz from the Gra, the Mumar did Shuva Gemura. And then he says, this apparently cryptic remark was explained by a Gadol, based upon an interpretation of the Ramchal, that explains the words V'nivruchu b'cha to mean. When it says V'nivruchu b'cha kol mishpachos ha'adama, it brings a beautiful pshat from the Ramchal, it means Havracha is to be grafted, it's when you graft trees together. So v'nivruchu b'cha kol mishpachos ha'adama means they will be grafted onto you. The goyim will attach themselves to Klal Yisrael. This teaches that non-Jews can join the Jewish nation by grafting themselves onto the Jews, but Jews are unable to break away from their status. So just because you're a Russian in one area doesn't pat you from anything else. You're a Yid. No matter what you do, you're always a Yid. The Goyim join us, but we can't join them. We could physically join them, but we never lose our status as a Yid. And therefore, that was a shmuz that the Gra was saying, that even though you're doing major averos as a mumer, doesn't mean you're not going to get punished for not making a bracha on your whiskey. And that's the same thing that the Rambam was saying as well. Okay, let's go weiter now in the Mechaber. We are up to Sif Dalet. The Mechaber says it's a Talmud. Oved kochavim ein mezamnin alav. A guy, like we learned earlier, Kusi is like a guy that he can't count into a Zimun. So here in Sif Talmud it tells us that an Oved kochavim ein mezamnin alav, he can't count into a Zimun. Vafilu ger shemol velo tovol, even a convert who had a mila but he didn't yet go to the mikvah, ein mezamnin alav, he cannot be counted into a Zimun. Aval ger gomer mezamnin alav, but a full complete convert who had Mila and Tvila can join into a Zimun. V'yochol levarech birchas hamazon, and he can bench. V'lomar al shehinchalto la'avoseinu, and he can say the words that you gave over as an inheritance to our fathers. Even though he's a ger, he can't say that word la'avoseinu. The Mishnah Berurah explains the katan gimel ovei kochavim ein. Haynu afilu neskavin levarech l'elokei Yisrael. So it's pashut if he has in mind to bench to an avodah zara. It's pashut, it won't work. But Zakta Mishnah Berurah, even if his kavana is to bench HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even so he can't join into a zimun. And then the Mechaber told us, even if he was a ger that had a mila but did not yet have a tefillah, he doesn't count him for a zimun. Sifkat and dalun v'kolz man shelo taval kadin bifnei bezin shel shlosha. So long as the ger did not go to the mikvah properly in front of a bezin of three, like the Shulchan Aruch tells us in Yerdeya Simen Reish Samaches of Aleph, mikri lo tovel, that's considered lo tovel, and he's ein mezamnin alav sekat and hey, there ain't no ger at shiyomel v'yitbol, because he's not a ger, he's not a yid until he does his mila and his tefillah. Sivkotan vav is going on a ger gomor. The Mechaber says we can be mezamnin alav, and he can say Birchas Hamazon and say the words Shinchata Lavoseinu, says the Mishabura, Vahainu Afilu Lahotzi Achayim Medei Chavasim Birchas Hamazon. Not only could he bench himself, he also could pater others in benching 100% like every other Yid, and he could say Al Shin Chatol Avoseinu Zakta Mishabura in Sivkatan Zayim Lufi Shala Avram Nitna Haaretz Lamorasha, because the land was given to Avram Avinu as the inheritance. VaAvram Nikra Av Hamon Goyim, and Avram was called the father of all the nations, and therefore even the Ger is considered a son of Avram Avinu, who is the Av Hamon Goyim, and therefore he could say the words Al Shin Chatol Avoseinu. If you look at note number 5, he writes, V'chein kasev ha-shulchan aruch la'el, and so to the shulchan aruch told us earlier, she-nitchu divrei ha-omrim she-ger eino yachal li'o shli'atzibur, that we pushed off the opinion that held that a ger is not able to be the chazan. Ubiar mishtiburu shana mishtiburu explained why it's okay for a ger to yes be a chazan. Sherei yachal omer b'tfila lokei avoseinu, because a ger also could say like any other yid in tfila that Hashem is Elokei Avoseinu, he's the God of our fathers. V'hosif ubir, and he goes on and he explains, Shatam, the reason is, Shavram nikra av hamon goyim, like the Mishabur says over here, that Avram is the av hamon goyim. Kevan shelimei l'chol ha'olam emunas Hashem, because he taught to the whole world emun and Hashem, and therefore the Mishabur explains over there that Avram is av hamon goyim, and therefore even a ger can say Elokei Avoseinu, similar to what the Mishabur is saying over here, and explaining the Mechaber that says that a ger can also say Al Shin Chatal Avoseinu, because Avram is Av Hamon Goyim. The Shvuah doesn't explain as far that he taught the Munas Hashem to the whole world, but that's the idea that we bring down from Simin Nun Gimel in the Mishabura. Okay, we will stop here, and Amir Hashem, tomorrow we will go weiter in Sif Hey.